on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tabitha Brown brightens days like no one else. Now, the actress, vegan, and social media phenomenon is partnering with Target to give all your gatherings that perfect summer glow. It's all about bringing loved ones together around all the best things. Delicious food, fun games, good music, and that bright, happy sunshine. This collection has you set for a summer full of joy. Check out the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection on May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Mom, I'm very grateful for you. I know I'm rude to you a lot. You say you're nothing to me, but you mean the world to me. I love you more than anything. You're my favorite in the family. I even love you more than my little, cute little brother, Sam. I love you. Never forget that.
Aw. Ain't no aw. Y'all didn't listen.
Except for that one line.
Y'all didn't listen. Okay, don't be blinded by the light.
You see the face I'm making? That's what I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. All right. I understand that the struggles, you know what I'm saying, that one may have as a parent of children from a different, you know, gathering of culture, hood, if that is, that's a word, then you have. But God damn it, I know she has made strides. She then found a hairdresser. We see Northen had swoops and ponytails and shit. I see she's made strides with that.
And ProGel.
Yeah, ProGel, a toothbrush and ProGel, you know, for edges. North knows what edges are. You know, Psalm and Saint have braids. I see the clothing is baggy. They wear sneakers and shit. But there's another side of parenting black children that Kim Kardashian will have to learn, because that little boy, beautiful child, Saint is his name.
He's
Saint
so
West.
Cute.
Gorgeous, beautiful child, right? Beautiful children. That being said, so's the belt that she needs to go get out the closet.
Stop it.
And make them little pants hot. Because
we
what do you mean?
In the age of gentle parenting, Dustin.
Yeah, Y'all are, okay? You got to remember. You got to remember. Everybody move at their own pace, okay?
Right. He made the dub.
And for me, okay? That right there, even though I'm mean to you and tell you you're nothing to me, I said, well, if they didn't swab a Q-tip in his mouth, we damn sure know who the daddy is now. Because he sounded just like Kanye West, sock boot wearing ass. That's another conversation, though. But Kim, I understand you've made strides with the hair. Strides with their self-confidence. I see you buying black dolls for the daughters. I've seen all that. You're going to have to learn how to go get the belt. Okay. Now, I know back in the day, I remember that you had Kanye's aunts and somebody else's aunts over there teaching you how to fry chicken and shit and make greens. Y'all remember all
that?
Wait,
for real?
Yeah.
No,
she learned how to cook soul food. She did. You going to have to learn how to go get the belt. Okay. Because he ain't supposed to be saying that to you. And that's what you got to understand, Kim Kardashian. I ain't never traded nothing bad about the Kardashians. Okay. Because I don't give a fuck. All right. But this shit here is crazy. And as a member, it takes a village. And I'm part of it. So that's all I had to say. Welcome to the Friend Zone. Your weekly look at all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental child rearing. Because who in the hell wants a hellion?
Okay. And then she posted it. That's the wildest part for me.
Mm-hmm. The most Calabasas part, because they think that that disrespect. That was
it's cute.
Even though I treat you like you're not, I tell you nothing to me. he couldn't have been no more than six. What the hell is going on? Maybe they do need to get off of TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that is what
the white kids on the train and on the street, that's how they be getting down. Hate you. I fucking hate you. Right? Baby,
my mama and them 70, they'll square up with me right now.
What?
Oh, let God. Me say like, put them up. You know what I'm saying?
My mom didn't have to say shit. She just had to look over at me and that was it.
For real. So, Kim.
That was it.
I understand, as I said, that you have learned how to season food, how to, you know, fix the hair and shit. You're going to have to learn how to do what, y'all? Go get the belt. That's what you're going to have to learn how to do, Kim. Fran Asante, how you doing?
The era of the belt is dying, or it has to die on, unfortunately.
Claire! We need them things to bring it back to life. We got to resuscitate that motherfucker.
You just brought up TikTok. Niggas is going to be TikToking their mamas, whooping them. And while some older niggas might think that shit's funny because we used to get whooped.
Send the message.
It's going to start a conversation. Let them talk. It's going to be think pieced and debunked and blah, blah, blah.
They talking about anything. Carrie, shout out to Carrie. We love Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Carrie just tweeted the other day, I know y'all ain't think piece and titties, because people had so much to say about Janelle Monáe showing her boobs. So they're going to continue to talk no matter God. What. You know what I'm saying? He literally wrote it in all caps. I know y'all ain't think peace and titties.
Because why?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yeah. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling relieved because the past 2 weeks were like, you know when you know you have a couple weeks that are going to be like strong, hard, and you got to been bracing yourself. And then once you get to the other side, you're just like, all right, I did everything I'm supposed to do. I had my event. We had our project that's coming up. I had to do that passport stuff I told y'all in Seattle, the renewal. Mm. And then on top of just all the work that we have on a weekly basis. So it was one of those crazy weeks, but everything got done. I'm back home. Yeah. I was away from home for 2.5 weeks, which y'all know is a lot for me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm back in my bubble. I sat in my hammock.
Oh, yes.
And just decompressed, just listening to the new Baby Rose. Shout out to Baby Rose. She dropped a new project. It is so good. I was on my hammock listening to it. I know my neighbors was like, oh, fuck.
I know you had a very stressful 2.5 weeks, right, with all that traveling. But I like the fact that you are able to go back into the environment that you literally created for yourself. You moved there for a reason. And you hearing you talk about being able to go home and get in your hammock, it just all makes sense to me. Like, that's why you moved.
Literally, so why I moved.
Work, be in the mix, do your thing, and then go back to a life of, you know, peace.
Yeah, and it really was like Portland has like beautiful weather right now. Mm-hmm. I got back home to 88 degree weather.
Oh, shit.
Which, you know what I'm saying? 88, it was like 80s, high 80s, low 90s the past couple of days. So that's what I'm saying. I got, you know, you put on your little shorts and your little bandeau.
To go trapping out the bandeau. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I have my little lemonade and my little beet pill playing Baby Rose in my backyard, and the birds were flying around, and I just was like, this is the balance for me. Like, I go to New York or LA or wherever we need to be for work, do what I gotta do, and then come home to my bubble. So I feel like it was a reminder that I did that. Like, I planned the fuck out of my life for the past couple of years. So I'm really happy with that.
That's the piece that you can buy. Fuck with Tim's. Was talking about blocking everybody with their dress at the Oscar. That's the piece you can buy, all right? And it's important.
No, truly. And even the fact of going to Seattle to the passport agency, I was just there yesterday. The people that were at the Seattle agency, apparently Seattle is like the only agency you could really get appointments right now because everything's so backed up. So there were people from New York, just from all over the country, even international people. And I was so thankful that for me, it was just a little 2-hour drive, you know what I'm saying? Pop up to Washington, come back home, and it was really not, you know, nothing too strenuous. So I felt like it was just the alignment. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Because I was supposed to do the passport shit when while I was in New York, but there were literally no appointments available.
Mm, all them rats and shit outside. You ain't got to go there. You can wait till you get back on the West
Low side. Key, I was thankful because if the Seattle office was this packed out, imagine the fucking New York office down in Hudson. Yeah. Oh, like, I can't even imagine the wait time.
It's like going to a Zeus audition.
For Baddies East, you know? Yeah. I was there for Baddies 2.5 hours.
To get a goddamn passport. Like, you gotta fight a bitch.
Yeah. I was there for 2.5 hours. Imagine New York. I don't even want to know. So
I was going to ask if you saw anybody from Love is Blind while you was out there. Mm.
Could you saw Kwame? You know what's funny? Because a lot of them are in Portland. I'd be wondering, like,
you know, you're going to run into Brent? One of them. Yeah, or Chelsea with her palm sniffing ass.
Oh my God.
But what about y'all? There we go. Episode started. What about y'all? How were your weekends?
Mm-mm. Mine was actually incredible. I had business in Atlanta and I had a little chime to play to. Because I had to go down there for a meeting that morning, mm-hmm. I had the rest of the day. It was initially going to be a day trip, but Everyday People was also that same day.
Perfect for you.
And a bunch of people, it was Mother's Day weekend, and believe it or not, a lot of niggas' mamas live in Atlanta. So there's a bunch of people in town, you know what I'm saying, that weekend. And Everyday People was popping. I got a chance to see, you know, another thing about Atlanta, you go there and you see people you have not seen in years. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Yep.
Motherfuckers was... the woodwork, they was coming up out of it. You hear me? So, but I had a really good time in Atlanta. Just had a really shitty travel day coming home. And that's okay, because like I told y'all before, I put my hand in that lady face when she got smart with me at the airport, and it felt so good. Ooh, it felt so good. I literally gave her a palm and told her to talk to the hand, and everybody around me was real supportive. So other than that, my weekend was great. And then Sunday when I did get back, I got a chance to see my boy Sean Ross, who was in town for some shit he had to do.
That's
so
dope.
Yeah, everything ended up working out in the 11th hour. One of our listeners was
mm-hmm. saying that they got to take a birthday shot with
you.
Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah. Man, shout out to Duel. He was so fucking cool. Him and all his friends were really, really cool. It was his birthday. His table was right next to mine, and we were actually... shout out to you, bro, because we actually were in the best spot. So the party was at the Underground in Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. And at the part where you walk down into the Underground. So like the steps and where the waterfall, where it actually says Underground, all that was where like the VIP, you know, that's where the tables was, whatever. Then the bottom part was packed with like a sea of people. And his table was right next to mine. As soon as I got there, before they was bringing our stuff, he asked me to take a shot with him, and they told us that they fucked with the show or whatever. So
that's fly.
It was just good vibes, good energy. Shout out to Everyday People. Shout out to DJ Hourglass, my girl, who was down there chilling. I love her. She's so cool.
Hey, DJ Hourglass. Yep,
she was standing on the table, having a good time. It was just a great, great energy. But yes, I did run into a couple people that support the show and love both of y'all. And told me to tell y'all that.
Cute.
So, yes.
Atlanta, what about you, Asante? I love Atlanta.
Atlanta is dope. I'm thinking about maybe moving back down there in the next couple years.
That would be cute, Asante. I can see that would be cute. I can see that. They need you
back.
It's just,
you know, it's more economical, you know, mm-hmm. to own and to expand for my people. But yeah. I'm expanding for my people here, so who knows? I had a great weekend. I had an actual long week before the weekend, as you may know. This week's Hot Button segment is brought to you by the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection. Bring your loved ones together around all the best things. Delicious, good, fun games, good music, and that bright, crispy sunshine. This collection has you set for a summer full of joy. Find your new summer favorites in the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection. Available May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com. I'm in the zone. As you may know, I snuck off to Sweden.
No, wait. No, he didn't open it up like that. As you may know.
That's how you got to say it when you got trips like that. Okay.
Well, see, what had happened was it was supposed to be a trip with me and somebody, but it didn't work out. So it was a solo trip.
That's right.
And, you know, I love taking a trip by myself. I love doing shit by myself. No, any fucking way.
Because you have fun regardless, so it's not really a thing for you.
Have the most amazingest of times at all times. Like, even when I'm having a shit time, there is still a party in a corner in my head that is just enjoying the fuck out of the chaos.
That's right.
With all of sometimes. That said, sometimes, right? With all of the chaos of going to a different country and not knowing the language, I took my black ass all the way to Stockholm, Sweden to see Beyonce.
I love the Renaissance that. Tour. That's so dope, Asante. That's some fly shit.
Hell yeah, that's baller shit.
That's fly shit.
It really was baller because when I tell you I bought that ticket, my flight, I was thinking about selling the ticket and then I got scared that maybe I couldn't sell them because y'all know they were trying to say it was some weird shit about trying to resell and I didn't know what they know about. I was scamming. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to see this bitch. So I bought my ticket at the last minute, which it actually came out to be really affordable. But when you do stuff like that,
that deserves a round of applause.
And it was a good seat because you were sending us the footage.
Before we get to the show, right? Because we were talking about travel before this. I just want to thank God for just everything. You know, when you are traveling in a different country and you don't recognize the signs, first of all, I bought a last minute flight. It had a couple connectors. I already am weary about connecting flights because, you know, it's time.
Always some shit.
Now, honestly, if it's like a 5 hour plus connection, you know, I'm going to go do some shit in the city and come back. Mm-hmm. But if it's like under an hour or under 2 hours, I'm stressed. So each of my flights had like a 2 hour connect. I made both of my flights, thank God. But you know, you got to go through customs out or you got to go out and come back in or whatever. So doing that was stressful. Shout out to all the random people that I made friends with in the airports to and from. Shout out to the fans that I saw on the way to and from the show. It was just crazy. And I just had to thank God really fast because those international flights, some of those flights, they might charge you for the overhead. You know, it's real Spirit Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just don't know what you're getting into. And I just want to thank God that I had window seats. I had a first class free upgrades on the seat. I didn't have to pay for shit. There were just certain things that the Lord was looking
at. That's called traveling mercies. That's what that's called.
International upgrades to first class is fire. I'm telling you. That's expensive.
And not only was it, first of all, I don't know if they were still doing quarantine seating, but like every other seat was empty. So there were like the three rows in the middle where niggas were sitting by themselves. And so one of the guys I asked him, I was like, did you pay for a seat on either side? And he was like, no, this is my seat next to me, but there's nobody else in the row. So I'm just sitting in the middle. They told me to sit in the middle. And I was like, what? But it was great. Anyway, on to the main focus.
Yes.
I don't even know how to talk about this without spoiling the show or ruining the show. So I don't want to do that because I know how people feel about the show.
Saw it already.
Yeah, and if not, that's their problem because I watched the whole concert.
They can skip. They can, I'll put a timestamp.
Listeners, I'm letting you know right from this moment on, I'm not going to spoil on purpose, but you know, if I spoil, I spoil. So here we go. Beyonce opens the show with Dangerously in Love, right? And it just, first of all, let me just say this. I know it's a concert and I know people, there may have been comments about she's not dancing as much, blah, blah, blah. Beyonce has a very well balanced of like visuals, especially which she didn't give us fucking visuals for this album. So I love the fact that she was giving us a lot of visual elements. So there were a lot of like intermission visuals that I fucked with and I appreciated it, with the balance of seeing her from a distance, up close, her dancing, her showing us the new dancers, her introducing us to the new band, her bringing back the twins, her bringing back people, her having the ball. So she just had a lot of great moments for you to enjoy. For me personally to enjoy, she had nothing but great moments because Beyonce has always played in these, she's always played in different realms, right? She's always done, you know, the really flashy fly stuff. She's always done the futuristic gold, silver shit. But this time she is really embodying some like technotronic shit. And y'all know how I feel about that kind of shit.
To
see Beyonce with the fucking frames, with the animatronic,
that was
like
my
assembly line
part
shit.
From the clips I saw.
I thought that was so cool. Cause I like to dance and move. I wouldn't want that shit to smack me in the face. You know what I'm saying? But that's what makes her the best.
For Alien Superstar, she like started the shit in like a standing bed. Like she just like she brought the fucking horse out as like a big
that standing bed.
Saw that.
She just did so much. There were so many great moments. I don't have any favorites. I am going to see the show at least two more times.
Questions. Okay. Yes. I got a couple questions.
Oh yeah, yes, please.
So Alien Superstar, did we get any ad-libbing and riffing like during the chorus, or was it just straight to the record? Because the performances I saw online were pretty much true to the record.
Spot on. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was looking forward to her kind of going off in the chorus a little bit. The other question I have is, did you enjoy the Dubai Drunken Love run?
That's iconic at this point.
Yes, I did. And there's also like this intro to, I don't remember if it was the intro to I'm That Girl. There were like a couple of intros where there were like an extended or like
in the transitions.
Well, no, when she started the song, there was almost like an extended intro of what the song could have been or where it could have gone. Or like, I don't know if it was, it made me think about Flawless, right? Mm-hmm. Flawless was also Bow Down. And it was also one other song. Because remember, like, it just kept coming back. So I was wondering if like the piece before that was a part of a song that we didn't get or if it was a mix of something. So
also shout out to Lone Amorphis. Shout out to Amorphis.
Yes.
I saw.
He produced a lot of the transitions for this tour. So like, yeah, she was singing.
Okay, well, Heated.
She was singing Heated, and he had mixed Tamia's So Into You at the beginning of Heated. Like, he produced all the transitions for the tour. So, which is it major, like, and crazy.
Yeah, that's so
cool.
Shout
out to Amorphis. Yeah.
What a journey. Yeah.
The twins, she had them suspended. Like, there were these, like, big circus things.
It looked like they were on stilts or some shit.
Yeah,
I saw that. Then it was like bending into the audience, which is scary as fuck. Did you see one of them? One of them was like,
I was terrified. But then Beyonce, you know, she was sitting on top of that fucking tank, riding out onto the fucking set. I was like, and then she even was on Renee, and they suspended this bitch over the, like, in the audience. There were just so many cool fucking things that I can't even really get into, because it's like there was the tech aspect. It was gay as fuck. So there were like ballroom elements. Some of the footage and some of the videos were like, it looked like little balls that were thrown. I don't know if they were like throwaway footage from Club Renaissances or like maybe little personal balls or what. I just want to see all of this footage, however it is packaged. It looks like internal stuff that you only would get on tour.
Right.
And that's why I hate stuff like that, because I'm like, nah, bitch, I need this packaged up. I don't care if this is just the fucking visuals. Just give it to me so I can just watch it over and over again myself.
It's not the times. I can't wait to go to that concert. Ooh.
When is yours?
July 9th in Toronto.
Okay.
So I'm going to Toronto too.
You coming on the 9th?
Is that the Saturday?
Sunday, I think. And I don't know. I don't know.
Shit, I might come that. I might come on tonight.
Me, Daria. We'll offline about it. Yeah. I'm being that bitch zooted on this riding the six with my walls. Okay.
Yo, honestly, look, I was running.
Did you?
That was my
fine. Were you able to enjoy the sidewalk in Stockholm?
Ooh.
We should not discuss that.
We shouldn't, because you didn't hear what he said.
It is illegal.
Oh, okay.
It is not illegal at all out there.
I don't know why.
People still do it. You know, I've seen Reddit message boards and stuff. So, you know, it still happens. I mean, but it was at least decriminalized. It ain't even decriminalized. Like, I feel like if you find it, it's Brittany Griner.
Before it was decriminalized, one time the police just asked us to move down the block, and I could not believe it. I was like, what? I just knew we was going to jail that day.
Because, you know,
he was walking up to us. I was like, this is it. This is the day.
Because some of the NYPD wasn't fucking assholes. Like, some of them niggas used to be real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, before, you know, some of them super cool.
And but like, smoke.
They'd be like, you got a lighter?
Right. Or let me hit that right quick. So I don't got to talk to you no more. It's like, all right, shit, go ahead. Now, one of the things that I loved about seeing her internationally, though, is that, A, it's a renaissance for everybody. So niggas that got a little bit of money that can travel will travel. But also to see, you know, niggas from different parts of the UK that were out there, or different parts of Sweden that were out there.
That must have been cute, too. Just all the black people walking around.
It was also super cute, like, vibing with people. Like, because y'all know, because I was solo. And then I'm in a different country, but I don't give a fuck because I'm at a show. I am yelling and talking out loud. So, like, I became friends with everybody in my section.
Of course you did. You good at that. You
know,
listen,
you're good at connecting. mean with certain people in public mm-hmm. like that. In ways that I'm not. I'm mean and cold.
Same. And well, you, yeah. More cold.
We at the show. And look, I had to say a prayer because at the... I don't want to say where I was, but from where I was standing and where I saw people was packed out, the fact that I could touch the people that was packed like sardines and like pat them and be like, are you okay? Like the fact that I was that close, but like not that close was terrifying. So I was like, I just want to thank God for my standing, my seat, my position here. Like I was saying that. And some of the other people that were in my section, they were like, God is good. God, like, won't he do it? Like, cause she had an accent. I don't want to do the accent, but I was just crying. Cause I was
do like, it. Come on.
Beyonce.
Come on. It's going to be funny. You don't mean no harm.
At this international show, Beyonce literally had like standing room sections next to or before Club Renaissance, like next to the pits.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still, you know, obviously before the stage. And the stage had two sections. I'm going to be really real with you about my positionings or where my thoughts on positioning, because that was like my first thought when I got there. Like, damn, this is crazy. Okay, the Beehive Pits, that is a great section. But if you're going to do Club Renaissance, that is the section that is most affordable than the pit section because you don't get all the extra perks of the pit. But Club Renaissance, you still get like your own dedicated bar. And if you get there early enough, you're literally right there where Beyonce and all the fucking dancers end up at the most part. And you still have a great view of the entire show on the stage. What's crazy is those superstar risers, I honestly just feel like those are just great seats on the stage. But to be on the stage with Beyonce,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like right there, Beyonce, with her.
She literally was walking over to like she was right there. You're paying to be on stage with Beyonce, that's like sick. Literally in the most intimate.
How much were those tickets?
I mean, you know, varied from country. Well, you know what I'm saying? Too. Like
depends on what.
But honestly, still a lot. No matter where you went, I'm sure they were still a lot.
Like what? Give me a ballpark. Do you guys know like a 5K? Ballpark?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I feel like the pit tickets were like somewhere in the thousands, maybe 2000s, and those onstage risers started at like 3000. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't even know where we're sitting because Crystal Hand, you know, like she was,
you know how she do,
you know how she did
boots on.
But
the ground.
All she did was tell me send me this we much, and I sent her how much she said, but I have no idea what that broke down to because you know I also sent her money for the crib we're staying at, so like. There's a lot of elements paid out.
And no, Crystal, she didn't even tell you the real amount, no way.
Right.
She probably was like, let me just tell her this amount so she feel like she did it.
Yeah, literally that.
Because, you know, she probably got the fucking $40 million seat, whatever. You know what I mean? But we'll see. I'll see when we get
there. Let's just take a moment to talk about Crystal Jean because she really pissed me off. But I will take this moment to be positive, right? I am grateful. I am super thankful of the friendship circle that we have, that we are the type of people that love each other and care about each other so much that we are able and we have, you know, overcome so much that we just provide for each other in whatever mm-hmm. capacity, truly. Whether it's emotionally, whether it's financially, like even the little things matter the most. I wanted to pay. Me and Crystal went out with some friend, with a friend, actually. Shout out to Bobby. It was his birthday. Happy birthday, Bobby. Hey, we Bobby. Fought to pay the bill. I was pissed with her about doing that. The people next to us were like, you know, can y'all adopt us since y'all act like this all the time, apparently, because somebody told us, like, oh, they always do this. Anyway, I just have to be grateful for that because there was a time, you know, where we were all, not us together, well, actually, maybe us together sometimes, we would all maybe be out somewhere and, like, people are, I remember doing this with Anton. That's really where I always think about, where people are trying to split a bill and it just comes down to semantics and shit. But we all the type to just be like, all right, it's handled. Let's just go. Like, let's keep it moving. And after watching Bad Boys and watching them argue over this bottle, not Bad Boys. Oh, well, but it happened on Bad Boys. And it happened on Chasing Dallas. Anyway, mm-hmm. it was a recurring theme. So that's why I'm being positive about it, that we are the type of people that can just take care of each other. And I am grateful for the people listening that allow us to do that. With that said, I want to take a moment again to thank the people I saw on the road. Specifically, a young lady I saw in the airport on the way back from Beyonce because she was so, first of all, she don't even realize how fab she was. She was like, I can't believe this is you. Da-da-da-da. She was like, I'm gonna listen to the episode as soon as I get to Marrakesh. I was like, girl, you know, come I love hearing shit like that. You know, look. I was like, I love hearing our girls. We out in Marrakesh. And she was like, and I'm going to a Black-owned luxury. I was like, girl, so send dope. Me the information.
Send us so a video of you listening to the show there, please, so we can post
yes, it. Yes. So the fact that, you know, we are those people and we can be those people and we love being those people and that people like that enjoy our show and people like that aspire to be that way, you will be that way. You will get there. And oh God, it will be so great because people like you will surround you as well. And it's going to piss you off. But remember, it's a good thing.
I saw all the cute outfits too that people were wearing. Yes, like people showed up in theme playing.
Shout out to Casey. Everybody shout out to Icon out. Tips, who was yes. featured on Parkwood. Yeah,
somebody outfit. Thought that was me.
Shout out to Casey. That's what's
we
up.
Looked like both nights.
Iconic yes. stylist. Shout out to Casey.
We had the same birthday.
That's what's
and,
up.
Kelly, you know Kelly, the stylist that she does like plus size styling.
Mm-mm, but that's what's up.
Yeah, she had, I don't know, her last name is Augustine.
I believe I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm talking
I know
about,
you're talking
right?
about.
She had a super cute look too, and she was with her friends, and they all like kind of turned up. It was funny because we were looking at the pictures and stuff that people were wearing, and Crystal was like, what are we going to wear? I was like, girl, please, don't even, no.
I'm finna dance.
Kayla so Pratt, Kyla Pratt, off. What's her name? Cozy. I was in the group chat like, don't judge QVC. Me. It's a 3-hour show.
Very much HSN.
It's a 3-hour show. Mimi I was like, Leaks I'm collection. Popping up in my Birkenstocks. And Kia said, we wouldn't expect otherwise, friends. Yeah.
I know they make some know silver Birkenstocks now.
Yeah, so that would actually work.
Some sparkly.
Shout out to CJ, Creative Genius with a J. He was there with Icon Tips and Casey, and they had a really dope video of the two of them walking to their section, the Club Renaissance. Like, it was a dope little video they had made. That was really dope. Shout out to Carl
yeah,
Buku Bougie.
People turned up. I saw his outfit on Twitter. Yeah. It was on my timeline. It was kind of like a jumpsuit.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that went and had a good ass time. So
yes.
We love to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the Friend Zone.
Thanks again to the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection for supporting this week's Hot Button segment. Find the comfiest outdoor furniture you've ever lounged on, your new favorite pool floaty, fun games, gorgeous glassware, and more in this new collection. Check out the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection on May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com. I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My God baby. Now that my God baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Yeah, I'm excited. I remember the only concert of hers I ever seen, I think, was a Formation tour. I went with Fury. Mm-hmm. And y'all already know Fury was not playing with them tickets. We were damn near on stage. Yep. No, like, we were touching the wall of the side where she walks down. Like, yeah. We were by that wall. I was like, I didn't even know you could sit here legally. Like, and okay. He was like, yes, he was not playing. That was probably the last time that not even the last time, no, first time, really. Mm-hmm. First and last time I ever seen Beyonce in concert. So I'm excited to pull up with the girls.
I think it's so dope that she's her own opening act. Like, does all her slow songs at the beginning, then comes out and does her in the sunshine. That's crazy. Like, I can't wait to go.
It has a whole fucking ball. Mm-hmm. So it was so cute.
Speaking of balls, this weekend in Atlanta, the same time I was there, the Strength of a Woman Festival. Mary J. Blige and Pepsi partner together. Yeah, they had a 2-day festival. Lauryn Hill headlined one night. Mary and Jodeci and Method Man, all these other people on another night. But they had a ball, like, called the Purpose Ball that Miss Lawrence hosted. Shout out to Lawrence, Miss Lawrence.
Yes.
And it was just a bunch of people there. It was a really big deal. They gave away like huge cash prizes. I know one of the categories was like a $20,000 face category. Japanese faces won. It was just like dopes. But Mary J. Blige was on the panel, on the judges panel.
Yes.
And there's a meme that's going viral now of her chopping. You know, people that are familiar with ballroom
that's
culture.
That's where that comes from?
Yeah.
I thought somebody made that.
No, that literally happened for real. Mary J. Blige and Brandi Evans from P-Valley, they were judges, and they were chopping people. And they had commentary. And
I would be embarrassed.
That's what people were posting. My friend Jamie, shout out to my sis Jamie. She's like a sister to me, but she's a popular ballroom figure. I think she's Jamie Balenciaga or something. I don't know, but she was like, she posted on her story like, "Bitch, can you imagine getting chopped by Mary J. Blige?"
I would never see me at a ball again.
What? Oh my God. So, but shout out to Mary for making sure that was a part of her festival weekend. I think that's so really cute. Dope.
And I wish she would act like Monet Tejada the whole time.
Ooh, we're going to get to that in the TV land section.
I still got to catch up that.
We're going to get to that.
Look,
I watched some leaks. We're going to get to that in the TV land section.
Look, ain't even no segment this week. You wanted to go ahead and get into it now then?
Well, shit, fuck it. Let me tell you, Monet, the shit is hitting the fan, baby. Someone leaked episodes 9 and 10 of this season of Power Ghost. I don't know, but then the actor who plays Cooper Sacks, you know, he got killed. Shane Johnson is his name in real life. He was killed off this past episode.
And Twitter ruined that for me. Twitter already ruined it for me because I saw him on Twitter with people saying, "Thank you for the many years that you gave to the Power Universe." And I said, "Oh, fuck. Okay."
Well, he made a video.
Y'all ain't even let me get there. He retweeted it talking about, "Thank y'all very much for all the love. It's been a pleasure working with y'all." I said, "God damn."
He's like, "Fuck. Now do I know
and
that?"
So
well,
it is.
He made a video like, "You know, I just want to say, I keep seeing people say that I was responsible for the leak of episodes 9 and 10. Oh. So he was like, "And you know, these rumors are
that's
so crazy.
Really
I just want to say, I fucking did it." He's like, "It was me. I fucking did it.
That's
I had at least 15 fucking seasons left in me." It was so funny. It was so funny.
That's really cute. That's really cute.
But
damn,
some shit
I don't
is gonna
know
happen.
If I watch the leaks. Maybe I should. I don't know.
It
gets crazy.
I can't help it. Like, why? I was just thinking to myself, like, even with the Beyonce concert, like, why am I not watching this? I'm going to the show.
Yeah, same.
We bought a ticket. I'm still going to watch these episodes of Power. I'm giving them my ratings.
Right.
I fucking want to know. I hate having to wait a week. I want to know what's going to happen now.
That? What's the reason? Do you know the reason they do that? No, that they wait.
No, sometimes
well, Power's still on the network, ain't they?
Yeah, sometimes there's tons of reasons. Sometimes there's other special events that come on, like if it's Super Bowl weekend or if it's a holiday weekend when they don't anticipate people being in front of the TV, it makes more sense to push the episodes to another time so that the advertising revenue can be, you know, gotten at the level it needs to be gotten or whatever the fuck. So it's tons of reasons. Sometimes they push for viewership, and I hate waiting in general.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll do it for like hella weeks, and I always assume that the episodes weren't completed or something, and they needed sometimes to buy time.
Sometimes
it is
that. Sometimes they split the seasons. But the fact
that these are up on YouTube, I'm like, wait, so it's not that.
They've been finished them episodes, and they're in the bank. Normally, they're released weekly, but because they split the season like that, and they do a mid-season finale and have a six-week hiatus or some shit like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit, we tired of having to fucking wait. I want to know what happened the first damn week the show came out. I would like to watch the whole season. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
I'm surprised the leaks are still up, too, because I saw people still tweeting them out today. I was like, not they didn't take them down yet.
It's a YouTube channel that's got...
I saw.
They broke it down into scenes, in the description of the scenes. The only scene I did not watch... The only scene I didn't watch, Tasha comes back. Spoiler alert.
No, you didn't.
Tasha, who is played by Naturi Naughton, who just had a baby, so shout out to her and her husband. But her character comes back. We know she's been in the witness protection program, and there's a conversation that she has with Tariq that I did not watch. I'm like, I'm not going to watch that. I want to see, because I've been waiting for them to talk and see each other again.
Right.
I'm
going
to give myself that. But every fucking thing else, I couldn't wait to find out what happened with Effie. And all this other shit, I wanted to know. So I watched all of the spoilers, and I was eating some comfort foods while I did.
I know you did.
Yo, that is bold as hell to not only upload some leaked shit, but then to bookmark it out on YouTube.
Bold as fuck.
That is some G shit.
They don't give a fuck. Well, they got that shit told AI deep and all that shit. You don't know who the fuck it is.
Sucked in to this damn show.
Power
and I didn't think
good.
I would be, yeah. And I did y'all see the clip where Omari Hardwick was saying they had asked him to come back?
Show me the motherfucking
made me laugh.
Money.
I mean,
because I was like, how would they have brought him back? But there was a funny ass tweet that went viral. Did y'all see where someone was like, the Power universe is so ridiculous at this point that I wouldn't be surprised if the last episode is a pan of his tombstone and then you see his fist push up through the dirt. That's funny as fuck because I can see it.
Anything happens in the damn Power universe. And it is so crazy to me. And what a testament to like how good of an actor Michael Rainey is. Michael Rainey Jr.
Because he's held it down. Yeah.
We hated him when the series started. Remember? We hated him in the final season of the original Power. And now we are all, we're Tyra Banks. We're all rooting for him. We're all on his side. You know what I'm saying? And it's just incredible to me. That's a testament to great acting. I really hope I can do that one day. I bombed my last audition. I ain't even gonna hold you. I didn't do a good job.
You're not ready?
What? Yes and no. Excuse me. I was already on business in LA and I had to do the audition via Zoom. And I was prepared, but I had a lot of stuff going on and I just wasn't as focused as I think I needed to be.
Like you weren't fully present.
Mm-mm. And I worked with, they even let me come back. This is so crazy. They let me come back and do a second audition. And my agent hooked me up with this acting coach that I did like some online sessions, 2 days of work with or whatever. And then I went back and I did my thing, but it was down to me and like 3 other guys for the part. And
but
I just, somebody just outperformed me. You know what I'm saying? But I know I didn't do my best. And it's funny to me. So like, I need to like, I'm getting ready to get in some really intensive like acting classes because I know I got that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Should.
I could win me an Oscar. I can't wait to
snatch
my shit. You know, get my Oscar speech. But I just have to focus. And so one thing at a time, I'm working on another project right now that's taking a lot of my focus. And as that process becomes more easy for me, I'm going to get in some really intense acting classes because I want a piece of the pie. I want some on-camera scripted work on a television show, be it recurring or full-time cast. You know what I'm saying? I want to do that.
And the camera loves you. The camera loves you too, so you'll look cute.
Thank you.
And it's coming sooner than you think. Like, even in an audition that you feel like you bombed, like, you don't know who saw it and what they still see. I mean, you could have bombed, but there's still people that are going to see you and they're still going to think like, oh, like, I still like him. Like, or I still like, you're I got to call him radar. Back for something else.
I'm grateful. It's all good. But it was so funny because I had to, in the scene that I was performing, I was arguing with someone and then we had like a physical altercation or whatever. And I had to do that. And they made me do it like twice. And I was like, and that second time, I was like, I know that wasn't good.
But you know what, though? Those auditions to me are so hard because it's just you know, you're not fed with any energy. Like, that's so hard.
The actor that I was performing the scene with that's on the show, I know this. I know him personally, like in real life. So right. I kind of felt bad. That was funny. And then I also felt bad. Like, damn, I really should have nailed that just in support of them. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It just wasn't. I believe that part went to whoever it was supposed to go to. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't for me. Yeah. It wasn't mine. Right. So it's all good or whatever. But I'll just be thinking back about the way I was performing the scene.
That should be funny, though. I remember I helped Jesse. Shout out to Jesse Boykins.
Shout out to Jesse Boykins.
I'm glad y'all liked the single. We got a lot of really awesome feedback. Yes, but you know, he's an actor. And he was auditioning. He's actually really good, too. He was auditioning for this show. And he did end up getting the role. But I remember him auditioning and I would help him with his lines. And it would make me laugh because it's like, how are you supposed to act all this out? It's just me and you right now.
It'd be so funny, man. And like,
it's hard. And then the self-tape auditions y'all have to do, like, that's hard. You know, you really got to like cut through in order to get to be picked for that. So
I told you I answered the phone with and thank you, my love. Bless your heart for even saying that.
Of course.
Every time Jade answers my FaceTime, I slate like I'm at an audition. I'll be like, my name's Justin Ross, and I'll be reading for the part of Tim's Free Mind. She'll be like, you better not fucking do it. And I'll be like,
y'all are both crazy.
Jade fall out every time.
You know, insane. Jade is another one that I cannot wait to see on TV.
Hell yeah.
Don't you think she'd be so good?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of Jade.
I've been telling her that.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of Jade.
Hold on. I just wanted to speak of Jade for one moment. Mm-hmm. She was missed because everything that we're about to, well, that we were saying, I can't wait to see Jade on TV too, because we went out. She did not come with us because she was celebrating Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to Jade, right?
And all the mamas.
Right? Yes. And I was wishing Jade was there because, well, the food that it wasn't good. And I wish Jade was there to really tell us why the food wasn't good. And I was like, you know, especially because she, you know, she got her degree and all that, right?
Since she got your degree and everything.
The bartender, the person at the establishment we were at looked like somebody. And Crystal thought that I was going to do what Jade did. And I didn't do it. And when Crystal said who the person was, Jade looked like.
At Antoinette's birthday party.
I don't know where y'all went, but do you know the name Latrice Royale?
No, that wasn't it then. I thought you were talking about that boy who didn't know what the tequila was, remember?
Oh, no.
I thought that's the
bar.
Wait a minute.
Are you talking about a drag queen? Did Crystal tell you the story?
We went to that restaurant.
Oh, she Crystal took you back there.
Crystal thought that I was going to do what Jay did, but I didn't do that.
He looked like the person too?
Yes, they do.
All right, so there's a Haitian restaurant that I love, right? I'm not going to say the name. That's my spot. Yeah.
I don't know what was happening that night.
Wait, you didn't like the food? Well, it depends on what you got, though. I can't vouch for every meal. I'm about to text y'all
the name of this. I don't know if this is a place, but I think this is where Jay Crystal told me y'all was going.
She got, we got, I got the goat in sauce.
Uh-huh.
And
you didn't like it?
The entree was fine-ish.
What was wrong with it?
It was the appetizer. It was very salty. It was very OLG. But
that surprises me.
Like
maybe
powder or something.
Maybe
was
it was the sex chef.
No,
they
it
had.
Wasn't. No, that oh, this place is good.
Okay. Wait, I didn't see who he said. No, that's okay. That's Jade's
spot.
That's
why I was going like this.
No, that's Jade's spot. We just went there too. I do not that's like that she, place. But anyway,
I was gonna crash.
That's her spot.
But I tell you.
No, so it's a Haitian spot that I love. And we go and our server. Who, you know, this Haitian dude, and then Jay gonna be like, he looks like this drag queen, and so we were like, okay, Jay, but don't tell him that. Like, we're at a Haitian restaurant. If you know anything about our culture, like, you don't, it's not gonna fare well for you. And so she said it anyway, and we are sitting there, and it's just this awkward silence.
What did the waiter say?
He was like, oh, okay. He was like, all right, well. And then he was like, is there anything else that you could
see? So did Jay say,
what's the drag performer's name?
What's the drag?
Latrice Royale.
Now, what are Latrice Royale's pronouns outside of drag? Because I just want to make sure I do this right.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know who Latrice is. I just saw the picture when Jay pulled it up.
Did Jay say,
wait, which picture
you
did she
look
show
like
did
Latrice
show you
Royale? Or did she say, yes, you look like the drag queen named Latrice Royale? What did she say?
Both.
Why did she say that? Well, she could just
that is it. What I'm saying to you. We were like, Jade. And she said, and I'm going to do it anyway.
The fact that Crystal thought that I was going to do that offends me. Like she thought that I was going to be like, don't you say. I was like, what are you talking about?
And then when she told me what happened, and Crystal and Antoinette, and we just sat there looking down at our plates like little kids. We just didn't know.
I can hear Jay now. Hey, you know who you look like? Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what it was. And he didn't know what to say. He was like, okay, well. And then he just like walked off. And I was like, thank God we got our food already, child. Could you imagine? Jesus Christ. Asante is showing pictures for those of you watching on Patreon. But Jade is absolutely nuts. But yes, I love that restaurant.
I cussed the bitch out for telling me I look like Dave Chappelle.
First of all, what?
I did. I cussed that bitch out.
No,
because I felt
so
like he was trying to be funny. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, don't make me start telling you who the fuck you look like. You know what I'm saying? Because we can motherfucking run
and that's
it.
That's the wrong game to play with Dustin.
Wrong road. Okay? You better fucking know it.
Anyway,
that was a great aside. Damn. Sorry, Dustin, you had something to say about Jade.
Well, we went to see, shout out to Broadway Black on Thursday of last week.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's where you could have met us after because I met with them after that.
I ended up going to, so there's a lot here. We're going to break it all down. But Jade and I and Tristan, Jay's husband, shout out to our brother Tristan. We attended the Broadway Black produced premiere for Little Shop of Horrors here in New York City with a black lead actress playing Audrey. Okay, incredible puppeteers playing Audrey 2, the big mouth plant that I would love to voice. Y'all know it would be a hell of a Audrey 2. Feed me, see you. No shit, Sherlock. I'd be tearing that shit up. Feed me.
I used to love that movie when I was little.
I did too. And then the singing that they was doing. And also these actors. And if you've ever seen Little Shop of Horrors on Broadway or in any theater production, you know that comedy.
Wasn't it Gina and Pam?
Yeah, they were in the original. Tisha Campbell, Tina Arnold, and another brilliant singer. I can't think of her name right now. But if you want to know any of the names of the black people involved in Broadway shit, go to Broadway Black on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Support our brother Drushe.
Yes.
Well, he produced an incredible after party and premiere for them. Great photography. It was just a beautiful event. We got to get up close and personal with the actors and congratulate them. It was great. And then we went to the club afterwards because our friends who own Lambda Lounge here in Harlem and Club Lambda in Williams in Brooklyn. They had a 1-year anniversary for their Brooklyn property, and it was a beautiful event. Lots of people were there.
Congratulations.
Black owned, black queer owned, and a great place to spend your money. You know what I'm saying? Go support that shit. Keep the lights on, which they are doing very well.
Tabitha Brown brightens days like no one else. Now, the actress, vegan, and social media phenomenon is partnering with Target to bring the world more vibrance, candor, and joy. Arriving for the season of laid-back lounging, backyard barbecues, and poolside hands, this limited-time collection is here to give all your gatherings that perfect summer glow. The Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection drops at Target and Target.com on May 14th. This collection is designed to celebrate Tab's favorite season, summer. It's all about bringing loved ones together around all the best things, delicious food, fun games, good music, and that bright, happy sunshine. From the comfiest outdoor furniture you've ever lounged on to your new favorite pool floaty, to games, to glassware, and more. This collection has you set for a summer full of joy. Check out the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection on May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
But anyway, Jade and I were at Little Shop of Horrors, and so we was laughing at the same shit. Her and Trista were sitting in the row in front of me to my left, and we just kept laughing at the same shit. Like, as people were saying shit, they were singing this song at the end, and they kept saying the word subsequently, right? So, and subsequent, and they kept saying it. So as soon as it was over, I knew Jade was going, I looked at Jade, and I was like, you know what we about to start saying? And at the same time, it was like, subsequent, like, subsequent. So subsequent is the new word. So
yeah, it was so crazy. I wanted to go, but I had to make sure to see my mom before I left New York. Yeah, and that was my last night too. So I popped up to Harlem, which also, I miss Harlem.
We miss you.
Right.
Come on back. You come on home. You know what I'm
saying? And because it's so nice out, everybody was out, you know?
Like, and it Harlem just was got out. Nice. So
it did, right? So people was excited to be out.
Everybody's still happy.
Mm-hmm. And we a don't good have ass
that sick
as
being hot attitude that we're gonna have by the end of June.
By next month. Yeah. I told y'all too, I'll be back next month. And actually I could actually even announce why. Now that it's been solidified. You said throwing a party? No. Actually I'm
so you throwing a pride party.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be Pride. I feel like I always spend Pride with y'all.
You always do. And you always somehow, do that too. So, oh my God, it's Pride. I'm like, girl, how many years have you lived in New York?
How many clubs have I just been casually sitting on a chair with y'all?
Yes, I can't
How many
wait.
Parades have you accidentally stumbled
and
parades.
Into? No, but I'll be there because Dr. Joy is releasing a book. This is right.
Yeah.
Come on, Dr. Joy. You know we love Dr. Joy around here.
What? I'm gonna be
in the building.
I fuck you up by Dr. Joy.
Okay.
She has a book called Sisterhood Heals, and she's having her Sisterhood Heals book tour.
Wonderful.
And so I will be at the New York stop. You remember I told y'all she had sent me an early copy just to kind of gauge like my thoughts. And then from I told her I love the book. And then from there, she was like, I would be honored if you popped up at the New York stop. And then not only that, but I will be joining her for that stop with Kia.
Oh, yes. Sisterhood.
Sister, because she said that the reason she wanted us all there is because she feels like we embody a lot of the friendship and sisterhood qualities that her book is basically about. You know, just how we treat each other, how we support each other, how we really have each other's backs. And like, those are the points that she was sharing in the book of the importance of centering your friendships just as much as you center your romantic relationships. Because some people make their friendships more disposable, you know, and only focus on their partners. And your sisters need just as much love and romancing and attention, you know? Yeah, so
y'all motherfuckers crazy. Y'all need it. I love y'all.
But I'm happy that I get to be there with them. I mean, we are crazy. I'm happy I get to be there with them because that's going to be so cute. So that's why I'm coming back. Yeah,
well, the brothers are going to be coming.
Hell yeah.
Y'all better be there. You know, it's going to be cute. So we'll pop up. That's why I'll be in New York next time.
I can let me in. Shit. I'm an ally.
I'm so mad at you. But yes, so make sure you support Dr. Joy's book when it comes. I feel you like better. It drops next month, June 27th. Don't quote me on that, but I feel like that's the date of the New York stop.
I think that's
as well.
Pride weekend. Google alert for real, Dr. Joy's book. That's like right
Is
around
that
Black
Pride weekend for real? Look how cute. Well, I'll be there for like a week. So I'm going to pop up on y'all after you pop up on us. So,
and don't be hating about us talking about, first of all, shout out to Dr. Joy, and we can't wait to see you and Crystal and Jay. Yeah. And
I love Dr. Joy.
Like, that's going to be, that was such a brilliant idea. It's further highlighting the brilliance of Dr. Joy.
Okay? Right? She just highlighting knows. The brilliance.
Follow her on all social media platforms. Yeah. Buy all her She'll books. Attend all of her events. Support Dr. Please. Joy because she got what it takes. I don't even remember what I was finna say because it wasn't.
Well, you pulled up your phone to tell me Pride stuff was going on. That same weekend.
Don't be hating on us for enjoying Pride to the whom it may concern, who it didn't concern in the first damn place. Pride is fun. Ain't nothing wrong with going out having a good time. It's not a wild, wanton, you know, sexually driven, seedy cesspool of filthy events. It's not that until late at night.
I was gonna
during
say
the day,
well,
you know what I'm saying? During the day, you see children, it's beautiful, and it's a celebration it of is. Literally
especially
being prideful.
In New York.
And on the Black side, it's literally just like every other celebratory weekend. You got your Daytona weekend, you got Miami Beach, Miami, Black, you know, spring break, you know, Freaknik.
What's the one the girls go Freaknik. To?
Sweet Heat, which has always been the most hilarious name possible for a lesbian festival. Sweet Heat. Like, I just thought about a Hot Pocket, you know what I'm saying? And the sweet heat that is emitting from said Hot Pocket. It was just funny to me. I want to know who the lesbian was that came up with Sweet Heat for the name of the festival.
I remember Crystal and them did a girls trip. I think I was working, so I couldn't go, but I was so mad I missed the weekend in a hotel in Miami.
And it'd be
them.
So many people, like at Pride, it'd be celebrities, people's family members. So it's not just all gay people. It's for gay people and about gay people. But you see all kinds of heterosexual relationship couples. You see families, you see the grandmamas, all that shit. Like, people come to support their loved ones. So it's a really fun environment. Very fun. Yeah. It's a lot of people, a lot of businesses have dollars allocated toward that. So the events are produced at a level that you really remember those experiences and you have a lot of fun. So I'd say everybody go that need to go. Now, don't you come down there trying to start no shit because we still gay. At Black Pride, you get your ass stomped out. So, you know what I'm saying? I done seen that happen
a million
too.
Times.
Yeah, so
a
like,
million times.
Don't, you might not want to push. Time. You know what I'm saying? You might not want to push. But we'll definitely be there. Now, let me look up these dates because I'm pretty sure that.
That would be so perfect if that was Pride weekend because I'll definitely. I'm going to stay for a couple of days. Obviously.
Sunday, June 25th.
Look at God.
It's the parade. So that whole weekend, the last weekend in June.
See, and that's literally the day I fly in. So look at God.
I'm putting them table reservations now. I can make sure we straight.
Can I just say?
make sure we straight.
I just love the fact, I may not frequent Pride, but I love the fact that there is a celebration where people that are not often seen are able to just party and be seen. And I feel like it's necessary. I feel like there are people that are like, why is there pride? Blah, blah, blah. There's pride because why the fuck not?
Because like, the dumbass bitches that were asked that in the first place. That's why.
Right.
Like, right. It's just another day or another time for people to celebrate. And, you know, black people specifically, we don't get to, in total, some of us may see each other too often, but some of us don't see each other in a lot of the spaces that we're in all the time. So if we know that there's a pride we can go to and see some people, shit, we want to do that. And I feel like it's dope. And anybody that wants to enjoy or is questioning going to enjoy pride should go to at least, I mean, I don't want to say at least one, but, you know, at least two, three of them, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you just want to get your feel of the different cities, you know, see what the populations are like. I was going
to
ask that.
Have y'all been to prides in a lot of other cities? Mm-hmm. I've only seen SF, which was very white, mm-hmm. and Atlanta, which was
very black. Yes, you got Atlanta. Well, first of all, Houston.
Those are only two outside of New York. Oh, well, I couldn't mm-hmm. tell you which one no. I saw.
That's not even an exaggeration. You got like, Black Pride in Labor Day weekend. You got Martin Luther King Day weekend, which is another Black Pride. You got White Pride in Atlanta. You have
I've been to the MLK one then. Yeah. It was definitely January. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. MLK weekend in Atlanta, legendary. Legendary mm-hmm. time. Big performers. It's just a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? It's just like any other gathering. It's like going to homecoming. You know what I'm saying? It feels like
Right.
And I want it to be normalized because Black Pride, they've always gotten, you know, because the gays, you know, we have taste. So mm-hmm. we're always able to book the talent that we want. Mm-hmm. But I want it to be normalized so more rappers or more people like that would come out for Pride, because a lot of them are like, oh, you know, I ain't gay, so I ain't doing Pride. But then there's people like Tank that come out and then people look at him like, oh, so is he gay? It's like, that don't mean
nah,
that. Like,
he just performed.
Exactly. My that thing doesn't is, mean that he's literally you. Coming out to celebrate with us.
Fuck
and
you, bitch.
I think that's dope.
If you don't want to perform for us, don't bring your ass over here.
Yeah.
Go perform where you want to perform. Absolutely. I don't give a don't fuck. I don't want to mix and mingle with a motherfucker that don't want to be around me. So if you are on your homophobic shit, that's cool.
As a cash grab.
Yeah. Do your shit over there and let the motherfuckers that want to be in that environment that are cool with getting a check to perform. It's not a declaration of how you like to fuck or nothing like that. You're literally a paid performer. You're the talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it is. But if it's personal for you, fuck you. Go over there.
I don't know if Bad Bunny doing a pride or not, but if Bad Bunny ever does like an international pride somewhere, I would go to that.
Oh, I could see Bad Bunny doing it. You know, speaking of musicians, did y'all see IDK put out a record with Saucy Santana?
Yeah.
And told everybody to kiss his ass.
I was literally about to say that because a lot of his fan base I saw on Twitter was like, yo, why the fuck would you put Saucy Santana on a record? I'm not trying to bump to that shit, talking about dick sucking and all this on my... in my car. And he was like, just listen to it, like, it's a good track, just relax, you know. I love that he kind of was just standing 10 toes down on his decision.
And he wasn't even really like combative when he was coming back. He just was very chill.
He was just like, relax, like, you know, it's a great song. Yeah. And Saucy came hard, and so I listened to the record. I actually thought it was really good too. Definitely a summer record. But shout out to IDK for being like, fuck it, good music is good music. Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But I can't wait. There's so much shit going on this summer that I want to attend and be at. Lots
Me too.
Of parties.
I want to travel this summer.
Mm-hmm. Me
That's
too.
That's one thing that I told myself. Like, I want to travel. I want to have at least two trips. Like, I know I have this trip coming up. That's more of like a vacation. We're going to Vegas in August for the Beyonce mm-hmm. concert, but I want to do like another international trip that's just like exploration, you mm-hmm. know?
I want to go back to the Turks.
Mm. Let's go to Mexico City, y'all. Let's go have a wild weekend.
Every year.
Let's go have a wild weekend in Mexico City. Just wearing a fly ass suite at the W or some shit. And you
we
are
should do
three
that,
of them,
period.
Because I need my
own.
So, you know.
Listen, I learned that lesson staying in that house with y'all. Remember, I forget what city we were in.
I wasn't there, but I know
I
about
was like,
what happened.
I want to go home.
Remember, I left. I went to Vegas. I went to Asante's dinner, and then I went to Vegas. Y'all went to the house after that.
Nah,
and
I was smoking through it. No, but that would be super cute if we did a trip like that. I would actually love that. But I want to go somewhere this summer.
I want to do friend zone on location based content. Like, I don't know if we just go
like vlogging.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Record, let's start recording the show in other cities and shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's go book studio time somewhere or whatever and have it set up and filmed. You know what I'm saying? And like, let's do, I feel like that would be dope on location. We can get booked. Or even just doing,
I think it'd be cute if we had a little mini, like, limited travel series where it's just us exploring different countries and just like the night, like, let's say we go to the nightlife in Turkey or the nightlife in Tokyo or something like that. Go to Italy and eat. That would be super cute.
I would love to
have the little mini cameras and we all do like the little tour footage shit too, of like us in the airport, like, and on vlogging, the
road. like the lifestyle vlogs on YouTube. That actually would be a cute idea. We should think about that. But yeah, but that's what I want this summer. I want to see y'all and hang with y'all next month. But I want like either July, probably end of July, I want to go somewhere for fun. It has nothing to do with work. Nothing like just
tell me where we're going. Let's go.
Right? I don't know. I got.
Let's go to Greece.
I trust y'all. So wherever y'all pick, I'm just going. So
let's go to Greece. Just find me the flight. I don't want to do Greece.
Okay. Let's go to
Marrakesh.
I think it's somewhere else. See, that's all. It's a whole world.
But we got to pick somewhere. Yeah, I've been to Marrakesh. I spent New Year's there with Haas.
Shout out to Haas.
That was like 2018 or 19. I can't even remember. We had so much fucking fun. Oh my God. So much fun. I love Marrakesh.
We got your passport. So, I mean.
Amen. Ooh.
No, I ain't trying to be on no plane for 2 days. I'm telling y'all that right now.
We ain't got to go that far.
8-9 hours. That's it.
Yeah.
Go to Brazil. Let's go to Brazil.
We can do that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
That, you know.
I think I got some people in Brazil too.
And I'm that's only what
I'm
going
to leave some.
Okay. I do have fam because remember I had a host family when I first got there in college, so I have little family and friends out there, and the kids are, and the people I went to college with out there, so that would be cute.
I'm fine with that.
Something to consider. We'll
imagine you go
it.
Back and you got like a husband there. You ain't know he was, somebody was like family. You promised me marriage.
I think I can get married then. Are you talking to Fran?
This friend says she got roots down there. Damn. Look, now they're coming to get your ass.
I know, right?
No, that's more in Cuba for me.
Fran, a night. Okay, Havana night. Let's all do the emoji.
Look, I ain't forgot that about that. And if we said Cuba, I wouldn't put your business out there like this. So you know what I'm saying.
I don't know, but I would love that. That would be so much fun. We should do that.
Te amo. What was that?
Anybody's in a runaway way.
No, with that being said, is there anything else y'all want to say before we get up out of here?
Probably, but I done forgot.
We old. We need a vacation. Ciao.
It's be too much going on, and I'm busy. I would like to play a song real quick though.
Okay, that'd be a good
song
ending.
This has been like my song for the weekend. It's by Sexy Red, SEXYY.
Oh my
Red.
God!
And it's called Hood Bitch.
Here we go.
A movie, smoke a blunt with him, watch the nigga get groovy. I need a real man that's gonna know what to do with me. Love to give money and I keep a clean coochie. I like city trans, bitch, fuck going to Gucci. Head trash, dick trash, that nigga a thrill piece. You want a hood, bitch? Well, nigga, I'm the hoodest. Yeah, I might be wretched, but I'm stingy with my goodies. All my niggas told me that I got some good pussy. I'm a big dog, you ain't fucking with no rookie. A hood bitch, a hood bitch, a hood bitch. My sex good, yeah, ho, I got that gushy stuff. You know your coochie fur when nigga up and eat your butt. I'm the type of bitch to fucking never hit you up. Nigga, you a smut, but for real, that's what's up. I love a dog, nigga, I'm a dog-ass bitch. When you eat my pussy, only focus on the clit. Not my fucking bro.
She said it ate your butt.
Yep.
Right now.
That's Hood Bitch by Sexy Red. And
it was a
so good in the club
to
this
me,
weekend.
Hood Bitch.
Yeah.
Hood bitch.
She was like, I get all kind of dick, but make them wrap it up because these niggas got that shit. I was like, That's what she said. I was like, she got punch lines. Like, she's so funny. It's really funny music.
Well, on that note, what are you going to say, Asante?
I was just going to say, real last thing, if you're into horror, which I know you two may or not. Oh, I know Dustin is really not into. There is a show that I'm watching on Prime called From. It has Harold Perrineau. Check it out.
He always in some that. Shit. He always in some crazy, weird ass shit.
Look, the nigga from Oz is doing some weird shit again. And if you're watching it, hit me up so I can discuss.
You know, I'm talking shit, but I would love to be, speaking of me acting, like, I would wear American Horror Story out.
Really?
Hell yeah, I would love to. That
surprises me. I feel like you would not want to play with them demon things.
You know what I'm saying? Being scared. I would love to do all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? A slasher. Remember what old girl say on Taxi Cab Confessions? Cut, slice, stab. Remember when she was talking about having to grow up protecting herself with that machete? In Chicago.
Wow. Cut.
That makes, shout out to Kid Fury. We love you, Kid Fury. That makes me think about her because me and him laughed at that the moment that it came out. I sent it to him. And we had tears rolling down our face from her saying, cut, slice, stab. Talking about how she had to defend herself.
Wow.
That should be the episode title. No, that's kind of dark. I take it back.
Oh my God. I think it's chic. Like,
what the fuck?
Right. It might be a trigger warning. We can't call it that. Damn. What should we name the episode then?
The world is dark enough as it is.
Right. Sorry, y'all. It just was funny.
I don't know. What should we call it?
Let me know.
We need a nap.
A hood bitch. You got a boo? Oh
my God. Let me know.
Hey, you want to smash? Let you know.
Let you know. Let me text y'all right now.
You got to let us know. You got to let us know. You got a boo?
Let us know or let me know. Which one should
let
we
me know? Let you know. What's the name of the song? The song is called "Let Me Know." Yeah, because it's a question, and I'm gonna let you know. You got a boo?
No, my favorite was we were somewhere working, doing something important, and Dustin was playing me the.
Oh my God, I can't even.
The lady was trying to talk to us, and all you heard from his phone was, "You got a boo? You got to let me know."
I'm gonna be real with y'all. I thought about that song at the top of this episode, and I can't believe we got all the way here.
It's the jam.
Look at that. It's
all the way here, though. Thank
all
God.
Walks of life. All walks of life. That's how
we
you know.
We love you.
I'm gonna
so
be an
much.
A&R one day. I'm gonna spend a couple years at Rock Nation being an A&R, and I'm gonna let y'all know. What
thank
the
you so
is.
Much for listening.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.